This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A judge has sentenced five gang members who murdered Lisandro Jr. Guzman Feliz at a Bronx bodega last year to up to life in prison. WCBS's Steve Burns with the story from Bronx Criminal Court.
Gang members thought Jr. was a member of a rival group. He'd been near a murder scene a few days prior. But the 15-year-old was just that, a kid with dreams of becoming a police officer. Now five Trinitarios gang members will be spending at least the next two decades in prison. One given 23 years to life, three given 25 years to life, and the fifth, Jonaiki Martinez Estrella, seen on surveillance tape stabbing Jr. twice in the neck, was given life without the possibility of parole.
They killed my son, and they have to pay for what they did.
Junior's mom, Leandra Feliz, says those five got what they deserve.
My son never did nothing to anyone. He was innocent kid, what they all abuse, an innocent child.
During sentencing, the mother of one of the gang members started shouting that her son was innocent. She was escorted out of the courtroom. At Bronx Criminal Court, Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
City Council is expected to vote next week to close the jails on Rikers Island by 2026. Mayor de Blasio wants to replace Rikers with four smaller jails across the city. He tells the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC he wants to end mass incarceration.
Right now in our correction system, we are providing all inmates 5 days a week of education and training to help them change their lives, never come back into the correction system. We're giving folks who come out of Rikers transitional jobs to help them get back on their feet. It's an entirely different approach to correction. We are ending the era of mass incarceration right here in New York City.
Right now, there are more than 7,000 inmates at Rikers. It's not clear what would become of Rikers Island. The mayor's plan only says the island would have to be used for the public benefit.
2 weeks after three bronze plaques were stolen from Monmouth County's 9/11 memorial, a local business is stepping up to replace them for free.
The most important thing is restoring the memorial to its original condition. Andrew Spears is assistant director of the Monmouth County Park System.
The plaques will be exactly as they appeared prior to the theft.
The replacements are being made by W&E Baum in Freehold. The work will cost about $1,000, but the company's doing it for free. Heshi Spira is an owner.
We would never think of going to charge them. We would basically replace it at no cost just to make sure that this momentous event was not forgotten.
There have been no arrests in the case. Peter Henskel, WCBS News Radio 880.
The names of 47 fallen NYPD officers were added to the Battery Park City Police Memorial Wall today. WCBS's Rich Lamb attended the ceremony.
Every one of the officers whose names were added to the memorial wall died as a result of the impact of 9/11 toxins on their bodies.
Each one of these names represents a unique life lived among families, friends, colleagues, 47 sons, daughters, fathers, mothers, husbands, and wives.
Police Commissioner James O'Neill says they knew it was possible their service could be immortalized on this wall, adding every cop knows that.
They came from different backgrounds and cultural traditions, but they all have at least one thing in common.
O'Neill added their lives were spent and ultimately ended in service to this great city and the people they cared so deeply about. At the NYPD Memorial Wall in Battery Park City, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
In the Weather Center, our chief meteorologist Craig Allen. Still a little hairy on eastern Long Island.
Parts of Long Island and the Jersey Shore will feel the effects of the flooding for tonight and this evening's high tide, which will be occurring very shortly, approximately between 6 and 10 p.m., tomorrow morning, another high tide cycle, but not quite as bad as what you're going to see out there later this evening. So flood advisories and warnings continue along the coast. The tides will be about 2 to 3 feet above normal. And, of course, coastal inundation means that there's going to be some damage if you don't move your cars away from the coastline. Not much in the way of rain. The winds are gusting over 30 miles per hour, so that'll also diminish later tonight as Melissa starts to move away. Yep, yesterday at this time, it was not named. Today, it is subtropical Melissa. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds. It's a milder 70. Saturday night, fair and cool. Sunday, sun giving way to clouds. Chance of showers at night. And a high Sunday between 70 and 75. Right now, 63, humidity 48%. Northerly winds, they're still gusting between 25 and 30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.